Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is just so lovely to be here with you. Thank you for pressing play. Today I am talking about happily ever after syndrome, I like to call it. That belief that if you just get everything right, then everything's going to be perfect from here on in. And I had a bit of fumbling in my talking to Scotty for this episode because I just had this thought come into my head of this horrible phrase that has truly horrible connotations. And I was like, must not say that. But you know, when you focus on something and it's there, it just sort of was a blockage for the rest of my thinking. So I apologize for my fumbling in my talk to Scotty, and hopefully I'm not fumbling for the rest of the episode, but I hope that it's helpful to you. I've taken this episode, what I did was instead of writing a whole new blog this time around, I took a bit out of my book because my book, which is going to be called Boots That Fit, is getting closer to where I'm happy with it. And I would like to say closer to publication. Well, of course it is, but it will need to go through a whole lot of editing and get feedback from important people and all that kind of stuff before. So I'm still aiming for the end of the year, but I'm starting to now bring parts from the book into what I'm doing. And so I thought this was a good little segment of my book. And the problem with that, of course, is that it's a very nicely written little segment of my book. I'm not sure exactly how much I'm going to say about it after my chat to Scotty, because I think I may have said most of what needs to be said, but you know me, I can ramble on for hours and hours. So just to remind you before we get into the interview with Scotty, I have a book fair coming up, and it's, as you hear this, if you get this on time, if you get this on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that it comes out, it's on Saturday. So Saturday the 13th of May. If you miss out on it, I'm very sorry and I didn't get to meet you, but you can always write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me, my website, ruthamos.com.au, which has my books in it. Or if you want to read my fiction, which is fictional, obviously, murder mysteries and science fiction and goodness knows, those sort of things, nice little small town stories, that they can all be found at rjamos.com. So there's my little ad for you today. This episode is brought to you by rjamos.com, advertising my fiction. Or come along and see me at the book fair, because I would love to see some friendly faces. That would be awesome. Okay, so let's have a listen to what I have to say to Scotty, and we'll see what else I can say afterwards.
Good morning, this is Ultra 65 and Ruth Amos is with me. Another life hack as always. You've saved my life so many times.
Oh, I hope so.
Through like these life hacks, because I'm like, no, remember Ruth said that? That's right. Yeah, we should try that.
Fantastic.
And it works.
Well, I hope I'm helping other people as well. But even if I'm just helping you, Scotty,
that's enough for me. Well, I mean, you know, it's all about me, isn't it?
That's right.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about rhythm. Rhythm in our lives, because you know, I grew up on Enid Blyton. I don't know. You probably didn't read. I don't know if you read a
little bit. A little bit.
But what I learned from these books is, yes, life has problems, but if you find the right solution, then you all live happily ever after. And it's taken me a long time to realize that life doesn't work like that, because advertising pushes that as well. You know, if you buy the right planner, or if you find the right morning coffee, or if you find the right morning routine or whatever it is, then we're going to solve all your problems and your life's going to be fine from here on in. And I just want to let people know, let you know, Scotty, life doesn't work like that.
I mean, there really, I mean, other than eternally, there really isn't an happily ever after, is there?
There really isn't. And even if you get the right solution, I'm telling you now, the problem's going to change. And so instead of looking for a final thing that's going to keep us solid and forever after, we need to think about in terms of rhythms, like you're going to get it right sometimes, things will change, and then your rhythm changes and you go into a new stage, and then, you know, a new stage and a new stage. And I think if we're looking at that, we can approach life in terms of flexibility and in terms of giving ourselves grace when things changes and all that kind of stuff. And that way we're going to be able to just live life without this constant slamming of, oh, why isn't it working? I thought I had the perfect solution.
Well, we did a parenting course when we were first having children called Raising Kids Oh,
yeah, raising kids God's way.
God's way, yeah. And we loved it, you know. But the overarching theme of that was context. And, you know, you can't just be so stuck in, you know, he said you'll find things that work, but you've also got to be flexible in all of that, and there's got to be context and all that. And it's kind of like that, isn't it? Like you can't be so rigid that you go, okay, this has worked, so it's going to work forever.
I think kids is one thing that really, really belts it home to you because just, I mean, even from the very beginning when they're little babies, you'll just get their bedtime routine. You'll think, I've made it. I've got the bedtime routine. Look, they go down, and then they'll have a growth spurt or they'll get teeth or they'll decide that they're learning something new and therefore they have to stay up all night to pack it into their brains or whatever it is. I don't know. But it changes and it just continues to do that all the way growing up. But if you don't have children, I don't want you to feel like you're missing out because life's like that anyway and you can be kidding yourself. And yet now that my kids have left home, it's very easy to kid myself that if I just get the right combination of food and exercise and sleep and da-da-da-da-da, that life, and I think what I'm saying is you start getting down on yourself. I'm failing. I'm not making it because I'm failing to put this into place, but that's not the case. It's just the way life is. Yeah.
And you're not saying that it doesn't mean that those things aren't good things. Like they're all good things.
Yeah.
But if they're what you're basing your whole life and your happiness on, then they're really going to fall short, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. You really have to live for something bigger. And the science tells you this. You have to live for something bigger than yourself. You really do. And the best bigger thing than yourself that I know of to live for is God. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, like, and I know for me, you know, with Jesus in my life, if things are going bad, then it's not a, oh, woe is me. You know, it's just like okay, he's walking with me through this. We're just going to ride this out together. And it kind of allows you to be flexible and it means storms can come and storms can go and you go, okay, we made it through that one.
Yeah.
And it kind of, it helps you see the bigger picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a beautiful verse. And you know what I did not write down? Oh, I probably have it somewhere. Didn't write down where it is, but I think it's in Matthew's Gospel where Jesus, in the message paraphrase, it says, "Learn from me the unforced rhythms of grace." Try and say that three times quickly, Scotty. Learn from Jesus the unforced rhythms of grace. Now, it's just such a beautiful phrase. Thank you, Eugene Peterson. Unforced, we're not pushing ourselves, we're not forcing ourselves into a box, and the rhythms, the ups and downs of life that just happen, and the grace that we need to give ourselves and that God gives us so that we can just keep going knowing that he's holding us up.
And there can be a real peace and joy in that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great stuff. Hey, thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Scotty.
RuthAmos.com.au. Thank you, Ruth. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it is just me, but I'm always on the lookout. I think if you're listening to this podcast, it's you as well. On the lookout for the silver bullet, you know, the one thing that I can put into place and from then on, life's going to be easy. I think I was listening to someone talk about habits, like it's Dana White again, of course. She talks about her daily habits and how she was hoping that if she learned good habits that they'd happen just as easily as the bad habits. You know, you can start on a chocolate box and finish it without even really noticing that the chocolate's going into your mouth. But apparently, or as I've found through life, good habits like, you know, going for a walk or, doing your dishes or what that sort of stuff, that doesn't just magically happen. It doesn't just happen when you weren't noticing. You actually have to notice. You have to actually put things into place and make it happen. And that's sad. Really? Isn't it? Maybe in heaven. I don't know. I would like to figure out what's wrong with me. What makes life so hard? What am I doing wrong? And fix it and then be good from there on in. Be fixed. But that, again, is not how life is. You know that one of my goals this year is to jog 5K in under 30 minutes. I'm beginning to wonder whether I am asking too much of myself. And I always say that we should reassess our goals, look back at them, decide whether they're too hard or not, being honest with ourselves and maybe accountable with somebody else. But I was getting sore knees, people. It was hurting. there, Ruth, pat yourself on the back. You're nearly 50 and you've started jogging. What do you expect to happen? But I was like, well, okay, if I'm getting sore knees, then I need to do weights as well as jogging. So then I'm jogging and doing weights and I'm still sore. And then I'm thinking, I don't know what. And I went to a physio this week because I just thought a physiotherapist, so, or a physical therapist in, if you're in the US, a sports doctor. I thought this guy might be able to tell me a few easy exercises and then, you know, if I do them, then again, I found the silver bullet and then I'll be able to jog and it'll be fine. And that's not the story I have received. So there's nothing seriously wrong with me at all. But he said, back off. Make your weights a quarter less heavy than you've been doing them. Stop pushing yourself on the treadmill and go work on the cross trainer instead. It's easier on your knees. Do what you have to do for your mental health, and I really appreciate that, but just back off. Don't push yourself so hard. And here's me trying to be good and do the exercises and whatever. And the answer is no. Slow down, back off. And so, yeah, I mean, that's life, isn't it? There is no silver bullet. There is no happily ever after. There really isn't, not in this world. We're always going to come up against it. We're always going to find hard things hard. We're always going to struggle to get the dishes cleaned, and every time you eat food, you have to clean more dishes. It's just a dreadful, dreadful thing. But that is the way life is, and the sooner we come to the reality, the understanding of that. Now, I'm not talking about depression or never finding joy in anything ever again, because that's not how it is either. There's a lot of joy to be found in the world. There's a lot of joy to be found in a clean kitchen. And that's exciting. But life has its ups and downs, I guess, is what I'm saying. We live in a fallen world. Life is not ever straightforwardly, wonderfully great. And that's okay. So as Scotty said, the systems that we can put in place, the things that I've found that have worked for my life, they're good. They're good things in themselves. It is absolutely good to get a good night's sleep when you can. And there are things to put in place to help you to get a good night's sleep. And if you get a good night's sleep, it makes your life better. It's absolutely good to have a morning routine that means that you get several things done and you start the day in the same way and you feel good about yourself. It's good to have a planner or a method of daily lists that works for you. It's good to be able to drink coffee. It's good to have a cleaning system that works in your house. It's good to have these life hacks in place. They are good things. And they will help your life be better. But if they stop helping, if you put, you work with, for example, if you decide you're going to work with a particular type of daily list planner, and so you get this planner and you work with it and you're trying to write out a daily list from a master list or whatever it is that you do, you've got a system in place to help you run your day. And if you do that and then find that it is no longer working for you, then don't beat yourself up about it and say, no, well, obviously, I'm doing something wrong that this planner isn't working. No, maybe your life situation has changed and now it has a whole lot more variability in it or something, or you are now spending most of your day in a 9-to-5 that you didn't have before, so you have less control over how you spend your day, or, I don't know, any number of things could happen. An elderly relative moves into your house and you have to look after them and things change. And when your life changes, the systems that you had in place before may not work. And that's not for you to then say, well, now I need to work harder and harder and harder to get these systems back into place and working. No, you need to look at it and say, okay, the rhythm of my life has changed. I'm in a different place now. What's a system that works now? What's something that I can do that will work for me now? Balance. You know, we used to talk about work-life balance a lot. I don't think I'm hearing it much at the moment. Maybe the pandemic had something to do with that, but we used to talk about work-life balance a lot. But balance, it sounds so static, especially if you say, I just need to get my work-life balance right. I just need to make sure that I'm working this amount and lifing that amount and sleeping that amount. That's how it is. If I just put things into place, I'll be able to get my work-life balance set, and then I'll be set, because then I'll have time to refresh and rejuvenate, and I'll have time to work, and it'll all work out if I just can find the right place, the right balance, the right way of making it work. But balance isn't like that. And if you've ever worked on a balance beam or done slack rope or tight rope, that sort of thing, you know that balance is not a static thing. You don't ever find your balance and then you've got it and it never goes away. The next step you take on the tightrope, you have to find your balance again. And the next step you take, you have to find your balance again. And then sometimes even standing still, you lose your balance and have to find your balance again. Balance is a correction, 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 correction issue. You're always going off one side and correcting, going back off the other side and correcting. And so if we think about our lives in that sort of balance kind of way, or in that sort of rhythm kind of way, where it's a beat on and then a beat off, or several fast beats in a row and then a slow one, or whatever. I'm not really sure how rhythm works now that I'm thinking about it. But if we think about it in that kind of dynamic way, where we're always changing, we're always catching and changing and catching and changing and catching and changing, it's not a bad thing. That is a good thing. Always course correcting is a good thing. Always being in touch with how am I today? What should I try and achieve? What am I trying to load that's too much? Or have I now become too slack on myself and not pushing myself hard enough? Are my goals too easy to reach? Are my goals too hard? And just keeping a check on it and correcting. That's a way that we can work. Life is a dance. It's not a static statue. If I find the right position, I'll be fine from here on in. I really do like the idea of rhythms of grace, of an unforced life, of keeping a check on things and correcting for when they get out of whack. I'll tell you, you don't know, but I just took the longest break then because somebody was rolling their wheelie bin down the driveway and I thought, you don't need that rattling in the background of your podcast. See? Rhythms. Times to pause. 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 Check on how things are going, correct, and bring yourself back into an unforced rhythm in your life. And one thing I want to say is, yes, I am a Christian. Yes, you probably know this. But being a Christian doesn't mean that you're never going to have any problems in the rest of your life. It just doesn't. It does mean that you know that Jesus is with you through all the problems that you have in the rest of your life, and that you are forgiven when you stuff things up. I heard sin described the other day as a human propensity to stuff things up. And we know we do. We know we do. And to know that we can turn to someone and be forgiven, that's very helpful. It helps me with my life. But yeah, I have my ups and downs the same as everyone else does, even though I spend my life focusing on how I can get my life together and make sure that I have the right systems in place to work well and everything. I still mess up. And I still have hard times. And still even, you know, mental illnesses and stuff come along as well. And that's fine. That this is all that happens. I just want to say to you, take a load off your shoulders. It is not up to you to make your life perfect so that it flows perfectly all the time. That's not your job. That's never going to happen. So it's an unrealistic goal. But it is our job to try and find goals that are realistic, and to strive to reach them, and then to adjust and adjust and adjust and keep adjusting as we go along. It's not particularly satisfying, I guess, but I think that it is the way it is. So, yeah, if you would like to chat to me about it, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. Facebook is Ruth Amos Author. My Twitter is @aquietlifeblog. And I'm hoping that several of you will sign up for my newsletter at ruthamos.com.au so that you get regular updates on how I am going with meeting my goals, including this book project that I am working on, Boots That Fit, about identity, finding out who you are, and how you can use your specific gifts and talents to serve God and serve others in your community. So I would love to tell you about that through my newsletter. And I will chat to you again soon.